The next kino we're doing is Ves Navi Chatasi Hishmimo. It's kino Chav Gimel. We've discussed multiple aspects of the Korban. We've discussed the actual destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the people who had been killed. One aspect of the Korban that this kino discusses is the what happened to all those people who weren't killed. This is specifically the story of the children of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. They were both sold off into slavery. And the story goes that their respective masters met up one day and they started talking about their slaves. And the one master says, I have an absolutely, stunning slave. He's strong. He's good looking. And the other master says, I have an absolutely beautiful female slave. You know what? Maybe what we should do is we should get them together. We should have them produce children. And we'll take the children and sell them, make a business out of it. And what this is really talking about is trying to bring into view the tragedy of the slavery that the Yidden had to undergo at the time of the Korban. If you could literally just change the entire discussion between the two masters as one master saying, I have an absolutely gorgeous horse, and the other master saying, I have got a very strong horse, let's get them together and let's have them create children and we'll sell off the horses. And you wonder, how come it's the children of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, how come they're getting the story told about them? And there were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Yidden that got sold into the slave market to the point that the bottom literally dropped out of the slave market. They were a literal dime a dozen when it came to slaves. But I believe the reason why we specifically talk about the children of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol is to show you the contrast, where you have these children of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, they essentially are princes and our princesses. They are, our aristocrats. And the tragedy is that our aristocrats have literally became horses. They were reduced to nothing but but animals through slavery. And so the story continues that they're standing. They were placed into a room together. And each one is bemoaning their fate. They're bemoaning the fate that they have been reduced to nothing but, nothing but horses. And one is saying, I'm the son of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. How could I possibly get married off to a shivcha? And the other one is in the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol is sitting in the other corner crying and saying, how can I be, married off to a slave? Until morning comes and they both discover that their sibling. And, they embrace and cry until they both die. But this story was picked specifically to show you that contrast. And it applies to any of the Yidden that were involved in it during the Korban, that they went from such great heights to being reduced to kamat animals. There is a bit of a nechama, though, in this, is that if you consider the fact that there are two types of slaves. There's a slave that was sold into slavery, and then there is a slave who was born into slavery. A slave who was sold into slavery, he remembers what he once was. He remembers that he was once an aristocrat, and he can go back to that. Once his chains are removed, once he has been freed, he goes back to being the aristocrat. He has a previous life to go back to. But a born slave, he doesn't know anything else. He was born a slave. As far as he's concerned, this is everything. There is nothing else to go to. And so I think that's part of what we do here on Tisha B'Av, is to sit down and to remember that we are not born slaves. We are sold slaves. That once upon a time, we were aristocrats. We had a Beis HaMikdash. We had Eretz Yisrael. We had the Shekhinah. And we continue to remember that so that one day when these chains are removed, we can go back to our original heights.